Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We got 106.7 The Fan live tonight. Tally Ho Theater, sold out show. Should be a fun time. So look forward to meeting some of you tonight at the Tally Ho Theater.
Looking forward to it. Should be a great time.
And there was an email. I don't know who it was targeted towards, but there was an email that said, kind of cool it on the drinking.
Yeah, basically have mocktails instead of cocktails was kind of the takeaway.
I mean, unless
I don't know if it went that far, but it was like, I know. Just don't pound them until the show's done.
Right. Just be responsible.
And then have a ride home.
Act like you've been there before.
Well, I'm definitely going to pregame.
Yeah.
I know Jason will. Jason's never done anything outside of work-related that he wasn't
pre-game
drunk for.
Well, I don't think he gets drunk, but I don't think there's ever. I think you're right. I don't know that there's ever been one instance of an appearance
that Jason doesn't have
TV
booze
show
on his
like Chunks TV, Table Manners, anything over the years where you haven't had at least one.
That loosens me up.
Right. All right. Is Sam on? All right. They say Sam is on. Let's see.
Sammy.
Sam, what's up, bud?
Slinging Sammy.
So let's be honest. You hate doing this, right?
No, I actually don't mind it, but I couldn't sleep last night for some reason, and this isn't like a game I'm playing.
No, I didn't think it was necessarily a game, but it's just like, I get it. We had a lot of comedians come in through the years, and they, who wants to get up in the morning? You work late at night, you got to get up in the morning, promote something that's probably already close to sold out, if not sold out. I mean, I get it. But you don't mind.
I've been pretty good about getting up early lately, and I think it's one day I just cracked. I don't know. But bad night's sleep. The weather sucks in New York. It's hard to find a nice little balance when it's this cold out between like insanely hot and comfortable,
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's sold out. You can get tickets.
That was the Jewiest complaint of all time. I'm sorry. I'm like, I had a stuffed nose, guys.
You can get tickets for the Errors Tour at Warner Theater. It's coming up next Friday at 7 p.m. So you're in New York right now. Do you hate for a week there, man, it was just cold and just terrible weather. Like I'm to my was like, this is why people do move to Florida and stuff.
Florida's got a lot of other problems, I got they got a lot of issues there too, but I don't really care. The cold doesn't bother me that much, to be honest. I'm used to it. You're like, well, you're going to be annoyed in 4 months or whatever when it's insanely hot, or 5 months. So It's just that's what New York is. It's seasons, you know?
You know, I think I had norovirus and I didn't know it. And a bunch of people said they had norovirus.
Right.
Right. And I guess there was a like norovirus swept through. And because I had literally the greenest you know what I've ever had in my life. I Googled it right away, and the first thing it said was norovirus. I think I had norovirus.
I'm guessing you guys don't have a lot of female listeners.
Yeah, that's correct. You're very correct on that. You nailed that, Sam.
Yeah. Good read.
Not a lot of female listeners.
Hey, did you know that was a thing? Did you know that was a thing?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've got the same problem with my comedy. A lot of dudes.
Yeah. Big sausage party.
Hey, if they pay the bills.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Sam, are you a Yankees or a Mets fan?
I'm Yankees, but I can't deny that the Mets last year were incredibly fun. Like, that energy was awesome. The Edwin Diaz trumpets. Like, come on. I'm not immune to the charm of the Mets, but I'm a Yankees fan.
So what were your thoughts when Soto bounced to cross town?
You know, he's a hell of a player. It sucks to lose a guy that great, but also there's a weird energy with that guy. Like, the fact that no Yankees reached out to him tells me, like, there was some weirdness in the locker room.
Hmm.
And also, you had all these friends trying to cheer you up. Like, dude, we'll get a bunch of pieces. We'll get a bunch of, like, okay players to make up for it, which is kind of like getting dumped by a really hot girl. And you're like, just bang a bunch of fours, you know? So it didn't really get us entirely over it. But, look, it's an insane – it reminded me of Robbie Cano when the Yankees were going to pay this guy – he's a hell of a player, too. And they were going to pay him all this money. And – that contract ended up being just like a poison pill. That's the thing. What are they paying him? 50? Is it 15 or 16 years? Regardless, that's insane, dude. Like, most marriages will not make it that long. You want a baseball contract to make it that long? It's too much for me.
Hey, Sam, your Knicks are kind of laughing at my Wizards. Like, we used to kind of be able to hang out in the same neighborhood, Knicks and Wizards fans, but you guys are like third in the East right now, and the Wizards are 6-41. You guys just look at the Wizards like, I mean, that's just a minor league franchise.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Knicks are laughing at the Wizards. I would say the entire league is laughing right at the Wizards. I mean, Jordan Poole is your best player. You're just not going to win a lot of games. Yeah, but you guys got to, like, you got to rebuild. It's weird that you've been bad for this long and you haven't really figured out any young players that make sense. So that you guys got to figure that out, man. The Knicks right now are cooking. We got, we're a game out of second place. We're rocking. We got two all-star starters. I think there's a case Josh Hart could have been an all-star with the season he's having. He's been unbelievable. You know, I saw someone, I think Fred Katz, who used to write for The Athletic, just tweeted there should be an all-star weekend event of guys who just hustle for loose balls. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Josh Hart and Russell Westbrook, and I was like, damn, I would watch that, you know? So there's something beautiful about the way the Knicks are playing right now. I think Hart is just unbelievable. Brunson and Kat are they've earned their spots as all-star starters. And then you got Bridges and OG who are really playing great as of late.
Dude, you could do sports radio.
Yeah.
Like, you want my job?
No sports, dude.
Huh?
Big
yeah,
sports.
You know more than me. I don't even care anymore.
I'm a pretty big Knicks fan. Yeah. I mean, look, I was a fan during the bad years. How the hell am I going to miss these years, you know?
Yeah, you got to lean in
you
now.
You have thoughts on the Wizards? 6-41. I know. He's the diehard sports fan. I'm just kind of curious.
I think blow it all up. Like, what do you do? Like, why even
that's
have
what they're
Kyle
doing.
Kuzma?
They're in the beginning
because they have to,
of it.
They have Kuzma because you have to spend a certain amount of money. So you can't just have a bunch of G League
okay,
guys
well,
on your
do you
roster.
Do you need Valanciunas? Like, why do you need any of these guys?
No, they're not going to be
roster
here long.
Fillers,
yeah, they're just
fillers.
Roster fillers.
All right, so the guys
they're just
me,
placeholders.
The guys want me to ask: are you when you go on these morning shows and they kick you off? Are you trying to get cooked? Are you trolling them, or are they just misinterpreting?
Oh yeah. I'm flattered that you think they're misinterpreting just terrible behavior of mine. Like I'm some artist. No, I think I'm just being an idiot and. No, they're usually – look, sometimes they seem to like it. Sometimes I'll get that cool producer who's like, nah, this is fun. But
yeah.
That's very rare. I think usually they're like, this guy is annoying.
Well, I saw the one that you did in Baltimore. That wasn't even a big deal. Well, you made a bridge joke. I mean, whatever. That's what...
Well, it was after a bunch of other jokes. I think it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. If it was just that joke, I think they would have let it fly, but I was being annoying for a long time.
Hey, Sam, does your tour
so
manager...
So you're self-aware that you're in that zone.
But he's doing it on purpose.
So, Sam, you're going to be at Warner Theater next Friday at 7 p.m., and I'm looking at your tour schedule. Is your manager like a slave driver? You're doing like five or six straight dates without a day off. What's going on
there? I mean... The only reason we really took a day off is because of the Super Bowl. Yeah, after that, I'm doing like 11 days. I mean, that's 11 days in a row. Yeah, no, I'm doing a tour bus, so I kind of like – tour buses are really expensive, so I kind of want to make it worth it for me. So, yeah, I don't mind being out for a while and just – you know, I feel like my act gets really good by the end of those runs. So I'm cool with it. I don't mind staying out for a little while.
Yeah, so where is February 7th on this run? Are they getting the good act or like the almost good act?
That's the fourth date on the tour.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Obviously, it gets better as we go along. But I wouldn't book a theater tour if I didn't think I could put on a good theater show right now. So it's still. I mean, look, I just did six shows in Pittsburgh, and that was my last club, and I thought those all went really well. So I think I'm ready. I think it's just – but, of course, like you tour, the process is you tour, and by the end – you're like, I think I'm ready to tape a special. Some people, I think, just are like, they don't change anything. I change my act a lot throughout the tour, or else I get really bored.
I would think. Mm. Yeah, I would totally think that. Yeah, how often do you walk off the stage and go, that sucked?
A good amount, yeah. I mean, like, I ran an hour at the Cellar on Sunday, and I was like, man, this is not going well. and I think they could tell I was not having fun, and people, like, it was weird. I was like, man, this is bad. But second half was really good. I think they didn't know they were a bad crowd. It's weird. I wish life works that way, you know? Like, you could just tell people, oh, you suck. And they're like, oh, I'll be better, you know? But, no,
yeah,
they got
what's
better.
That like? And then, is it because, like, you're doing stuff that normally kills... And you can't believe that it's not killing? Is that the vibe? Or is it like I'm trying new stuff and they don't like it and now I'm depressed?
It's weird. Like, I think, I don't know if it was, it's a really small room at the Cellar. And yeah. I don't use my actual name. I use like an alias so they know they're getting like a surprise guest. If I do like a spot, I'll use my name. But for the hour, I kind of want a real read on that. So I went up and I got, you know, they were like, oh, the surprise guest is Sam Morrell, and I got a really big pop. I was like, oh, I thought you guys were going to be really sad. It wasn't like Aziz or Amy Schumer or something, but you're right. You're happy it's me. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to kill. And then I just was not doing well. So they were like, it was genuine disappointment. The fact that they were excited to see me, and then they were like, that's it? But then, like, I think the problem with sometimes when the room is that small, I was doing a lot of jokes. Yeah. Like, it's very densely written, and I was doing better when I started telling stories. So I think sometimes in smaller rooms, you want to start more conversational, but this is kind of my act right now, and it's built for a bigger room, which is like a Warner Theater type. So, you know, I'm pretty aware of everything I'm doing right or wrong in those moments, and I think, you know, sometimes you just have to get used to telling the jokes, so that way you can, if something goes wrong, you can kind of, you know, sometimes stuff happens during the show and you want to be able
to. It's crazy. How many years have you been doing it now, Sam?
About 20.
20 years, and you still, like, the nuance, the detail, you're still learning every time. Like, it's wild, right?
I mean, you learn because you're learning about a new act, you know? It's almost like you guys talk sports a lot, right? I mean, it's almost like you're a coach and you have a new team, and you're like, all right, well, who's the strongest on this team? Who should open? Who should close? You know, you're kind of figuring it out. And so that kind of keeps you engaged. I think if you're doing the same act, you'd want to kill yourself. But
I totally think that, yeah.
But when you're always writing a new show, it'll keep you engaged and...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
And that's the thing about the world right now. It's like so much crazy stuff has happened even in the last 2 months. You're like, all right, I got to keep. It's amazing. I have like these jokes about the United CEO, and that feels like a year ago now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Totally.
Sam, like a month ago.
We got to run. We're up against a break. You kept us engaged. We appreciate you calling us.
Oh, good.
And you're going to be at the Warner Theater next Friday and get tickets for the Errors Tour at Warner Theater coming up next Friday. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Sam Morrell.
Well, there you go.
Sam
Morrell. He was into it.
Yeah. He was into it.
He wasn't hostile.
All right. We got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks, Cake, CB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.